Hello again, everyone. This is Steve Green, and I'd like to ask you a question and want you to really consider what I'm going to ask you very carefully. How badly do you want to stop abortion? How do you feel about it in your heart? Would you carry a sign in front of a clinic? Would you try to entice your senator to vote in a particular way if we could? What would you do if you could end abortion? How would you step up? I'm speaking with you today to ask you to consider a ministry called Preborn Clinics. They've got a very unique approach that's been proven extremely effective for dealing with young women in crisis. And what they do is pretty simple. They bring them into a clinic and they do an ultrasound and they introduce the new mom to be to her baby. She gets to see the life that she's carrying with her, and they provide hope, love, and even the gospel in action. So I'm asking you to join Preborn in helping more moms choose life. So here's the deal. For $140, you can sponsor 5 ultrasounds. So in other words, 5 babies live. The deal right now that's working is they're going to double your gift. So in other words, 10 babies. I think that's a pretty good deal. You can donate securely at preborn.com. That's preborn.com. Would you think about that abortion? Would you do something about it? I sure appreciate you even praying about it and thinking about it. Preborn.com. God bless you all. Well, hello again, everyone. I'm Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. Our great friend Michael Snyder's back with us today. It's going to be a great day. We've got great stories to talk about, and so many of them that I don't want to waste a minute in preparing for this. I just want to get him on the phone. And let's get started because we've got a lot to talk about. There's some really gray skies out there. Michael follows this very closely with his End of the American Dream. And just the way he writes and the amount of content that he produces every day is so important to us that we keep you informed. So, Michael, welcome back to Green Lines. I've missed you.
Oh, Dr. Green, it's a real blessing to be on again. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, we know the most important news and End of the American Dream are really two good websites. We want to encourage people that in between listening to him here that you get to those websites and check it out because you're really covering some important stories. Probably never in your career have you had so much content available. Is that clear? Is that pretty safe?
Well, I've been working really hard, and we're trying to get as much out to people as we can because global events are accelerating. We're moving deeper into the period of time the Bible calls the end times. And so I've been working really hard on the websites. I also have a new book, which will be coming out soon.
Really?
So people be watching for that coming out soon this summer.
Well, you better tell me about it so I can get you on release date. So we'll try to help you sell it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So the new book's going to be about the end times, just like the book I have out right now, Lost Prophecies of the Future of America, is all about the end times. And so many of the things that I talked about in that last book, there's been a great progression.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about a few of those things today of events have moved forward even more. And so, I mean, we're moving forward just as men and women of God all over the world have seen how events would progress as we move into the end times and toward the ultimate destiny of America. All these things that they've seen are coming to pass. And so it's an exciting time to be alive, but these are also deeply troubled times, Dr. Green.
Yes, sir, they are. So I want to start with, I'm going to read the headline and then you dive in. This is from your website. It's from End of the American Dream. And the headline is, over 90% of the news you see on television is owned and controlled by just 5 giant corporations. Now, I'm looking at the story so I could go deeper, but I'd rather you take that headline and tell me the story.
Yeah, people need to understand, Dr. Green, that news is a product. And it's controlled by just a very, very few hands. In fact, just 5 giant corporations control more than 90% of all the television news that Americans consume. And that more than anything else, Americans, they get their news through the television still at this day, even though the internet, you know, that we a lot of Americans now get their news through the internet, but the same sources, because you've got these five giant corporations which control the major news networks, and then you've got 15 billionaires that own and control America's newspaper industry, and collectively they've been designated by Facebook, by Google News, by Twitter as the trusted sources, right? Yeah. Where the algorithms have now been designed to funnel people and to highlight the news from the trusted sources. And then people like me, who I used to do so well on Facebook and other alternative and Christian and conservative sources used to do so well on Facebook and social media, but now we're doing a lot less because of the algorithms, the way the algorithms. So
they turn the spigot off. They just dial you down. You're not being canceled. You're just being fauceted.
Yeah. So, I mean, we always knew the elite, the giant corporations dominated the world of the television, but we, through the internet, we're making a very large difference and reaching a whole lot of people. And then he said, oh, no, we can't have that. And so they did that through the use of their computer algorithms. They shifted it, and and they're feeding the corporate controlled news, and and people need to understand that, because most Americans have their televisions on endlessly, or else they're on the internet, and so if you allow people to feed programming, and that's what it is, they call it programming, and it really is, you willingly connect to this matrix of information. Day after day, in fact, the average American spends 238 minutes a day watching television, just watching television. That doesn't even include internet and other ways we connect to information. That's going to have a dramatic impact on how you view the world.
Sure.
And then when you go to work, you go to school, whatever you do, and you have conversations with people about what's in the news, well, the news has been defined for you by this handful of sources. These giant corporations, which in turn are owned and controlled by the elite of the world. And now those owners, those controllers, they have agendas. Everyone has an agenda. I have an agenda. I'm trying to turn people to Jesus Christ. Everyone that comes out with news and information, entertainment, whatever it is, has an agenda. And today that's more obvious than ever, as just about any major Hollywood movie you watch, it's got gay characters in it. They're pushing some sort of social change, that they're trying to shape the way that you view the world. And these days they're being very open about it. A few decades ago, it wasn't quite as obvious, although if you looked for it, you could see it. But now today, I mean, it's just way out in the open and everyone can see it.
Well, there's an issue that you've correctly identified with that too. And I don't want to cut you off, but I want you to deal with this, that they're having such a great effect that there's a new Gallup survey out that you identified recording that 70%. Now, Gallup is a scientific research company. They don't have a bias here that I know of, but they found in their research that 70% of their respondents support same-sex marriage. That means they're getting to Christians.
Yeah, absolutely. And you look at this Gallup survey, and to me, it didn't make the number one headline on any of the news sites, but to me, this was the most significant news story that came out this week.
Yes,
because it just really shows the decline of America and where we're at these days, where this Gallup survey showed that now 70% of all Americans support gay marriage. And previously, other surveys had shown that 70% figure, but Gallup had never gotten to quite to 70%. But now 70%, according to Gallup, and that includes about half of all Republicans, which is very alarming because there's been a massive shift in the Republican Party. In fact, the head of the Republican Party just came out earlier in June and said, hey, we're all in favor of gay rights. We support, and just really acknowledging this entire month. We got to have an entire month, Dr. Green, of gay pride, right? But the head of the Republican Party is, all in favor now. And we've seen this dramatic shift where I don't even know what a Republican is anymore. And then what we're seeing also among evangelicals, where about half of all evangelical millennials, Dr. Green, now support gay marriage. And given enough time, it's the millennial generation that would grow up and get older and ultimately run the evangelical community, run the evangelical church. Now, we're not going to have enough time for that to happen. So you can take that as good news or bad news. I think it is both good news and bad news. But given enough time, the evangelical church would even much of it, at least much of it, would head in that direction. And among our young people, we're seeing that. But Dr. Green, I want to take people back to 1988. Because if you go back to 1988, a national survey was conducted and they asked people, do you support gay marriage? And do you want to know what the result of that poll was, Dr. Green?
Yes, I do right now.
Yeah, in 1988, they found that 11% of Americans supported gay marriage. 11%. So this is the power of this media that we're talking about, where they've been pounding in it all this time. And to go in from just over 30 years to go from 11% to 70%, well, they're winning. They're winning, and our side is losing. Because if you believe, if you support gay marriage, you're not just gone, you're way gone. Back in 1988, if you supported gay marriage, you just weren't on the far left. You were on the cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs far left. I mean, you were just wacko, okay? But now, today, it's mainstream. Oh, we got half the Republican Party. We got half of young evangelicals supporting it. This is how far left America has shifted in just over 30 years. This is the moral decline. This is America going into apostasy. This is just one of the clear indicators that there's no hope for America. And so you've got, this is the power of the media, where they've been pounding into people's heads through television shows, through movies, through even video games, of course, through news. And all this news, like I said, controlled by five giant corporations. You've got AT&T's Warner Media, which owns CNN. You've got Comcast, which owns NBC and the cable outlet MSNBC.
Yep, that's right.
You've got Disney, which is now the largest media company in the entire world. They own ABC News. You've got Viacom CBS, which, of course, owns CBS. Then you've got Fox Corporation, which owns Fox News. So they really determine what you're going to focus on when it comes to news. For example, just this past week, a British news source released these text messages from Hunter Biden, which he used some of the most horrible racist language that you could ever imagine. But if you watched ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, all those, you wouldn't even know that it happened. Because they basically said, we're not going to cover this. We're going to ignore it. We're not going to make it a scandal. It's not going to be a scandal. So it's not a scandal here in the United States, except for some conservative people that have picked it up and are talking about it. But on a nationwide basis, it's not a scandal. Hunter Biden's not going to be canceled. The Biden family's not going to be canceled because the mainstream news controls the narrative.
Well, they do control the narrative, and anyone that doesn't write it, I mean, all of their writers, everyone that works for them, writes the narrative the way the boardrooms want it done. They control that editorial copy. I have experience with it. I know. But at the same time, I'm saying that these corporations are really, they own the media. The corporations are media. That's who these big, you just listed. I mean, Disney is a media company, just happened to have some amusement parks. And they've got, you know, they've got their own channel now. They're all headed that way. All of the companies you listed have their own streaming channel. What do you think they're going to do with that, brother?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They really dominate news and information, and they want to keep it that way. And they've gone to great lengths where, you know, you've got Facebook, you've got Twitter, and where they've cracked down on with censorship. And of course, the vast majority of the censorship is against Christians. It's against conservatives. We saw more big names being banned over the past week, where it's just horrible. You have to think, even myself, when I'm writing, I'm constantly thinking, okay, are they going to ban this article? Are they going to ban me on a social media network for what I write? And, you know, because I write about hardcore stuff. I write about controversial stuff. But I have to constantly be mindful and play the game of, okay, can I, will Facebook allow me to share this? Well, you know, can I get this information out? I mean, it's real, you know, so it's a hugely chilling effect on free speech. And it's not good because we want to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. We want to say what's in the Bible, but the stuff that in the Bible is not politically correct at all. And it's getting worse by the day as our society moves farther and farther away from God. And so at this point, the establishment media is openly anti-Christian. The corporations, you know, which really dominate our society. It's not just news and entertainment and the media that the corporations dominate, but really the corporations dominate our society, really dominate our day-to-day lives to a greater degree than government does. And the U.S. government today is the biggest and most powerful government the world has ever seen. But the corporations that really are even more of an instrument of control, because the vast majority of Americans, that's where they get their employment. That's where they get their health care. Our food, and just about everything we purchase comes from the corporations, and we buy it from the shops that the corporations control, and they provide our energy, and the list goes on and on and on, Dr. Green.
So let's go in that vein into another story that you covered on your other website, which is the most important news. Is it .com, I think, right? No, that's still on End of the American Dream. But here's the story anyway. I'm just trying to drive people to your site to have them find it. It's endoftheamericandream.com. Three giant financial companies that the global elite use to control 88% of the corporations listed on the Standard & Poor's 500. That's a very critical index site. Market is a market maker. So tell us about these financial companies and what's going on.
Yeah. People need to realize because the corporations that I just mentioned with media, they have owners, you know, so getting people to understand how this pyramid structure works, where you've got corporations owning other corporations, owning other corporations. But in this article, I talked about three giant corporations that are really used by the global elite to really control the vast majority of the companies listed on the stock market to a very large degree. And the three financial companies that I'm talking about are BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street. And combined, these three companies control assets, have assets under management of more than $18 trillion. I mean, that's an amount of money that's, almost hard to imagine. For example, if you're alive when Jesus was born and you had spent $1 million every single day since then, you still wouldn't have spent $1 trillion by now. So when you're talking about $18 trillion, you're talking about an amount of money that's almost unimaginable. But these three giant basically investment funds have a tremendous amount of control over these corporations that they have investments in. In fact, the big three collectively represent the largest ownership blocks in 88% of all the companies that are listed on the S&P 500. And so when you're the biggest owners, that doesn't mean you can do anything you want, but it does give you a tremendous amount of influence. For example, last month, there was an election on ExxonMobil's board of directors, and there were certain directors which were put forward that the company didn't want. ExxonMobil didn't want these guys, but BlackRock and Vanguard came along and they supported these outside candidates for the board of directors, and they got installed. They were instrumental in installing these new individuals on the board of directors, which is going to shape the direction that ExxonMobil takes. And these particular individuals that were elected, they are very much into the Great Reset and fighting climate change and all that, and instituting that agenda of the global elite, their climate agenda. Well, ExxonMobil didn't want that. They wanted to do their own thing. But now now that they've got these new members of the board of directors, they're going to be shifted in that direction. And so this is just one example of how these giant corporations, these giant investment funds control these giant corporations and push them in the direction that the global elite want them to go.
My goodness. So what comes next? What does this mean to us as consumers, as Christians? What is the overarching cloud here that you and I are looking at?
Well, what we're looking at is we've got a system which is completely owned and controlled by the global elite. They control what we think, the conversations we have, because the conversations we have are based on what we've been seeing on television, the latest sports game we just watched, whatever programming they feed us. And so we need to break out of that, and we need to have a biblical view of what's happening. And the biblical view of what's happening is that we're getting deeper into the end times, Dr. Green, where you know, the corporate media is telling us that everything is going to be just fine. And meanwhile, we've got rampant inflation. We've got shortages. We've got a mega drought in the West. We've got, you know, we've got big changes happening over in Israel, where we have a new government looks like it's going to be taking over. So we've got just these huge changes which are coming, which are pushing us toward the fulfillment of end times prophecies. And, you know, so what's coming on the horizon as Christians is, hey, these are the end times. These are the times Jesus warned us about in Matthew 24. This is what the book of Revelation is all about, that what we're moving into. But the global elite in the corporate world, they want to give us a different vision of the future and a different spin on what's going on.
So what's the government change look like to you in Israel? What's the so what? What are the implications? How do you see it shaken out in the area with their enemies? What's going to happen?
Yeah, well, it's very interesting because we've had Netanyahu seemingly forever, you know, there. But now we have the new government taking over, which is made mostly up of left-wing parties, but we're going to have a very conservative prime minister because they needed Naftali Bennett. Otherwise, they couldn't have a coalition. So they said, hey, you join us, we'll make you prime minister for the first 2 years, and then it'll shift over to another guy on the left for the last 2 years. So now we're going to have Bennett, right? And so people say, well, we had a conservative prime minister before, we're going to have another conservative. Well, Bennett is much more hardcore about wanting to go into Gaza and take out Hamas. And so Netanyahu never really wanted to cross that threshold. You know, he wanted to hit them really hard and teach them a lesson, and hopefully that would get them to stop. But he knew going into Gaza, well, that's going to mean just war. That's going to be big time. But Bennett is more of the mindset of, okay, we go in and we solve the problem once and for all, then it goes away. We're done with it. So that's kind of always been Bennett's mindset. And that's important because Dr. Green, ultimately, over the last several years, there's been two things kind of really keeping a Palestinian state from happening. First of all, we had Trump in the White House, and the Palestinians were never going to deal with Trump. They didn't want any negotiations with Trump. So as long as Trump was in the White House, there wasn't going to be a Palestinian state. Mm-hmm. But now Trump's gone. All right. Yep. So then the second thing is we've had divided control among the Palestinians, where we've had, you know, Mahmoud Abbas in control of the West Bank, but then we had Hamas in control of Gaza. And so Israel was never going to negotiate a Palestinian state as long as Hamas was in control of Gaza, which they still are at this moment. But now we've got Bennett coming in as prime minister, and the next time things flare up, he's likely to send Israeli troops in. He's likely to go invade Gaza and get rid of Hamas permanently, which would remove that second barrier. And then, of course, in the aftermath of such a conflict, the world will be crying out, we want peace. We want a solution. We want a peace plan. And so with both of those major obstacles out of the way, we could finally see the two-state solution, which the Biden administration and the global elite, especially over in Europe, have been clamoring for, that finally get to that two-state solution, which is one of the most important prophetic markers that we've been watching for. Because once we get to that, Dr. Green, there's no going back. And once the United States government is involved in formally dividing the land of Israel in two, the United States, as I described in Lost Prophecies of the Future of America, the United States is literally going to be divided into physically along the New Madrid fault line. Now, we don't know how soon after we have that peace agreement that we'll see that catastrophe, whether it'll be days, weeks, months, or years. We don't know, but we know that one follows the other along with other events. I mean, a lot of things are being held back because the land of Israel hasn't been divided yet. So that's an exceedingly important thing that we're watching in the land of Israel. And now that Netanyahu is gone and Bennett is in control, look for things with Hamas to heat up again at some point.
Well, we don't have much time left, and I have to get to the most important issue of this podcast, and that's chicken wings. We have a national crisis with chicken wings. Everything you've talked about is dead serious, and I'm not making light of it. But at the same time, don't take away my chicken wings. So tell us what's going on. We've got a chicken wing shortage. How does that happen?
Yeah, we've got a chicken wing shortage, which is, well, it's a problem because, I mean, we've had the pandemic, which has been tough for production of so many things around the world. And then coming out of the pandemic, well, the governments around the world have thrown giant mountains of money, borrowing and spending into their economies. We've had the central banks around the world, the Federal Reserve here in the United States, flooding the system with money. So what we have is a situation where we've got way too much money chasing way too few goods and services. So that, number one, that drives up prices with inflation.
Sounds like inflation.
And then number two, that starts to cause shortages.
Yep.
And one of the things we've got a shortage of right now is chicken and chicken wings, where we've got, in fact, there was an interview with a restaurant owner in Florida the other day where she said, hey, there's only a certain number of cases which are allocated to this area of Florida. And so it's a problem because I'm having problems getting enough chicken wings for my customers. And then she said also that the price of those chicken wings has nearly doubled just since the start of 2021.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to pass that along to my customers. So chicken wings are more expensive and they're harder to get. But it's not just that, Dr. Green.
Right.
We've got shortages of lumber, where the price of lumber is up over 200%.
Yeah.
Over the past year.
That's we've housing.
Got a shortage of housing, where housing prices, especially in desirable urban but rural and suburban areas around the country, are going crazy. And people are having problems buying homes because they're not only competing against other potential homeowners, but they're competing against investment funds, billionaires, foreigners that are coming in, scooping up properties because they see housing prices go up. They want to make a quick buck, so they're buying up housing too. So housing prices have just gone crazy. And when some people say, well, just buy a piece of land and build. Well, in addition to lumber, all sorts of building materials are just going up to absurd levels. There's shortages. There's problems there. Then one of the biggest things we've got, Dr. Green, is a shortage of computer chips,
mm-hmm.
which, this has caused some car manufacturers here in the United States to shut down factories temporarily because they don't have enough computer chips to make the cars. And we're having problems with televisions. We're having problems with making phones. We're having problems making video game systems. We're having, just about anything. We've got computer chips in our toys. Farm equipment, this is a big deal because farmers can't get the farm equipment or can't get it repaired because of the lack of computer chips. And the head of Intel just came out and said, well, it looks like this shortage of computer chips is going to last into 2023. So not just next year, but beyond. It's a problem. And one reason we have this problem, Dr. Green, is because we've outsourced so much of our production of computer chips, where you go back a couple decades ago to 1990, 37% of all computer chips in the world were made in the United States. Today, that number has fallen to 12%. So, and now business leaders are saying, well, we're going to ramp up production. We're going to start making more computer chips in the United States. But you can't just plop down a factory and start pumping them out because this is a very sophisticated process. In fact, for making some computer chips, there's over 1,000 steps in just making one computer chip. So it's a very sophisticated thing. You can't just do it overnight. So they're saying we're going to ramp up production, but it's going to take a while. So in the meantime, we've got a huge shortage of computer chips, which is going to be a problem in our economy at least until 2023. And that's if everything goes super smoothly. So we've got all these shortages. We've got prices going through the roof. and we've got problems. And then Dr. Green making things even worse in terms of food is we've got this mega drought in yes. the western half of the country, the worst in my entire lifetime. In fact, out west, over the past 20 years, the amount of territory in the west that's under exceptional drought, which is the highest level of drought, it's never gone higher than 11%. Today, it's at 27%. And you've got this, and it's been month after month. It's horrible.
Bad fire season coming.
Yeah, you've got fire season coming. They're saying this could be the worst fire season of all time because things are so hot and so dry. You've got ranchers selling off cattle by the thousands because yes. Price of hay, price of grains, price of corn has gone so high they can't afford to feed them anymore. You've got farmers in California letting hundreds of thousands of acres lie fallow because their water is being cut off for irrigation because there's just not water. There's not water available. So that's a major problem because California, they produce more than a third of our vegetables nationally and two-thirds of our fruits and nuts. So that's a huge problem. So Dr. Green, all these things are happening at the same time. Things are escalating, and I know we have to go shortly, but I would just encourage people to tune in to my websites and to Charisma News, because you're not going to get the real picture of what's going on from the mainstream media, because they're just going to have you focus on the things that they want you to focus on.
That's right. That's why we're going to continue to send people to your websites. I really believe in you and how you do the news. You're full of integrity. The site I use the most is themostimportantnews.com, themostimportantnews.com. And I also check daily. I usually start in the morning just to see what Michael's up to. End of the American Dream. Brother, I want to thank you again for your time. I know you carve out a good chunk of time for us, and I really appreciate you. Please keep us informed. Anytime you've got a special breaking story and you want to get on this podcast, you know how to get on. I want to put you up.
Well, thank you, Dr. Green. And I'll just encourage everyone, if you want to, if you know, it's like, how does Michael, have understanding of all these things where we're heading?
Well, you're an economist.
These trends which are coming to pass. Well, I just encourage everyone, go to Amazon or Walmart.com or BarnesandNoble.com and get Lost Prophecies of the Future of America, because God warned us about all these things in advance so that we would know what's coming. And if you want an overview of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of prophecies going back more than 100 years that warned about all these things that are happening in our time, well, go get that book, Lost Prophecies of the Future of America, Amazon.com, Walmart.com, BarnesandNoble.com. Get it, and then watch for my next book about the end times, which is going to be coming out this summer.
You heard from Michael Snyder. You've heard the news as it is. I mean, you're getting it straight and clear directly from a man of God. And Michael, we just appreciate you. Please keep studying and keep us informed.
Thank you, Dr. Green, and may the Lord greatly bless you and everyone over at Charisma and all that you're doing. And the hour is late, so we need to try to warn more people than ever
yes.
before.
Come on. Preach that all day. You've been listening to the Green Lines podcast. I'm very thankful to Michael Snyder, and I hope you visit his websites. This is the Charisma Podcast Network. On behalf of my producer, Adley, we'd like to tell you that Jesus came that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. God bless you all.